State Representative Patricia Dillon wants to re-examine what it means to work through an injury when it comes to student athletes.
It could very well mean that they end up addicted to opioids, or they end up with a head trauma that shows up years after college. These teams are operating in a very competitive environment, and we want to see if there's a way to have a common framework.
Dillon is working with State Representative Matthew Lesser and Ramogi Huma, a former linebacker at UCLA who founded the National College Players Association. Huma formed the organization to advocate for basic player protection. Dillon says they're pushing for changes that don't need money because money is tight in this year's budget. That includes poring over available concussion data and possibly forming a work group with the Connecticut Office of Higher Education.
I think that there are a number of things that we can do getting started that may not require a dollar outlay.
Central Connecticut State University Athletic Director Paul Schlickman admitted that while he was not familiar with the bill and its creation, he's happy about the way the school does things now when it comes to player safety. He says the school follows NCAA protocol.
Regardless of what their intent ultimately may be, I feel very confident that we're doing a good job with taking care of the health and safety of our student athletes.
Dillon says that while she welcomes the opportunity to consult and work with Connecticut colleges, she says the state still needs to go beyond NCAA regulations.
The NCAA has some kind of feeble rules, but they have no enforcement.
The bill was last discussed at a public hearing on February 3rd. Its future is uncertain. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.